This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus of the Los Angeles Times. If ever there was a time to sell yourself, it's when you leave school and plunge into the job market. But is a college degree enough? Marketplace teamed up with the Chronicle of Higher Education to find out what exactly employers are looking for in today's college grads. On the one hand, no surprise, they want bright, shiny degrees. Even in industries like manufacturing and retail, a four-year degree is increasingly seen as a must. But what really gets employers' bacon sizzling is work experience. Marketplace's Amy Scott joins us now from the education desk at WYPR in Baltimore. Hi, Amy.
Hi, David.
All right, help me out here. I've spent 4 years busting hump for a degree. I've got my sheepskin in hand. I'm ready to go. And employers are saying, well, yeah, but where's all your work experience? Say what?
Yeah, I know. It doesn't seem quite fair, does it?
No.
So Marketplace and the Chronicle of Higher Education commissioned a survey of employers around the country who hire recent college grads. It was done by a firm called McGuire Associates. And about 700 employers responded. And they said of all the things they look for on a resume, the number one credential that stands out is an internship, followed closely by work experience of some kind. So to hear from one of those employers, we're going to have to take a little trip to the airport, okay?
All right.
To a company called Linear Air. And its COO is a guy named Peter Schmidt, who runs an air taxi business in Bedford, Massachusetts. And this guy's sort of a serial entrepreneur. He's run a bunch of companies and hired a lot of people. Right now, he's mostly hiring recent grads to do customer service, essentially sales. And Schmidt said what he really looks for are people who have some experience working with others.
Ideally, beyond just coursework, also if they've worked in their summer jobs or other positions where they've had to work on a team and solve problems, that is perhaps the single most important criterion for me. And that outweighs, you know, name brand or even, you know, other coursework.
And that really squares with what we heard overall in the survey, that internships were more important than where you went to college, what you majored in, even your grades. As one grad told me in a Twitter chat I did, my GPA got me an internship. My internship got me a job.
What are colleges saying about this? Are they now requiring internships of their students?
Well, some degree programs do, say in journalism or health sciences, require an internship or some form of what they call experiential learning. But often it's really up to students. And I spoke to one recent grad who studied mechanical engineering at the University of Massachusetts in Lowell. David Carter told me that his professors advised him to do an internship, but he didn't really take it seriously.
If I had done an internship, then I wouldn't have been sitting on my thumbs the last 2 years trying to find a job.
So this is a guy with a practical major, engineering, right? Good grades, but he hasn't been able to find work, and he thinks that's because he didn't do an internship. And in fact, once you get out of college, of course, it's harder to get one or to afford to do one because you can't work for free or for very little money.
But the service sector accounts for about 80% of the economy right now, and not all of those jobs should require necessarily a college degree. And what you're telling me, though, is that a college degree is the path to the internship. So it sounds as though if you don't have one, you don't get the other.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, we've heard lots of reports of this sort of degree inflation of industries that used to just require a high school diploma, now requiring an associate's degree or a four-year degree, and the jobs that used to just require college now wanting more, grad school. You know, nearly 7 out of 10 employers in the survey did say they would consider a really strong candidate that didn't have a degree. But there's just so much evidence in the economy right now that people with degrees are faring better than people without one.
But this just got even goofier now, because here you have all the employers saying, we want these guys to all to have degrees, make them smart and all the rest. And yet I'm always hearing from businesses who say they're dissatisfied with the quality of the crop of graduates that are coming out of American institutions. So what are employers really asking for here?
Yeah, this is really frustrating, I think, for people in higher ed. 31% of employers in our survey said colleges were doing a fair to poor job preparing what they called successful employees. So that's a sizable minority. And they said what job candidates were most lacking was things like writing and communication skills, adaptability, making decisions, problem solving. And they said it's college's job to teach these things. Some might argue with that, you know, employers need to be doing more training on their own, especially in entry-level jobs. But nearly a third of employers also told us that grads are unprepared or even very unprepared for the job search. So there's some advice for people hunting for jobs. Employers said candidates need to do a better job of researching the organization and the industry that they're applying to and, of course, work on their interviewing skills.
Amy Scott is on the Marketplace Education Desk. Thanks a whole lot, Amy.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, so Amy's told you what the ideal new college graduate, internship required, looks like. Now it's your turn. Helpfully, you can customize and accessorize your dream job candidate with our, digital paper dolls. And that's at marketplacemoney.org.